Today we'll be discussing whether nowadays we make a bracha of shechalak mechachmasi l'reyav when we meet a gadol hadar. Before we begin, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chav Dalad Sif Vav writes, "Haraya chachme Yisrael, if you meet a Talmud chacham, Omer, you should say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shecholak mechachmasi l'reyav," that this is a special bracha when you meet a Talmud Chacham, that you're thanking Hashem for giving him Chachma. The question is this bracha said today, and what level of a Talmud Chacham requires it, and perhaps I'll bring some stories of different Gedolim that said this bracha on other Gedolim. So, the Shulchan Aruch seems to quote it, the Nosekelim, the Taz, Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah. None of them mention the fact that it should not be said today, so it would seem that the bracha should be said today. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Nyaman Zilber. He says in Shuvas, Chelik Yud Aleph of Azadabra Simon Yud Dalid, HaTorah Lo Nishtanta, the Torah doesn't change. And therefore, and there's a Talmud Chacham in every generation, and therefore the Talmud Chacham of that generation should require a bracha. Ravad Yosef Zatzal in Yechavadas Chelik Dalet Siman Tezayin also feels this way, and he says, "I'll prove it to you from the fact that the Gemara in Brachas has a special bracha on a Talmud Chacham, a different bracha on a tremendous Talmud Chacham. The bracha was Chacham Harazim, and the Tur says on that." And the Shulchan Aruch omits it, and the Tur says, and the reason why it's omitted from the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur is because they say they don't have such a Talmud Chacham on that level to make such a bracha. It seems that only the bracha of Chacham Arazim is the type of bracha that we don't have a Talmud Chacham today. But Shechalak Mechachmasa L'Reyav, the bracha that the Shulchan Aruch does bring down, it seems you should say it even today. The Kavachayim, the Chayei Adam in Klal Samech Gimel Ches also writes this. He says, "Afal gav de bizman hazeh ein lanu din Talmud Chacham." Even though today, for many halachas, we don't have Talmidei Chachamim, mekomakim l'inyan zeh. However, for this bracha, af bizman hazeh, even today, mishu muflig b'tayra, if someone is well known to be a Talmud Chacham, mevarech alav bracha zu. He says you're supposed to make the bracha. He says v'chemucha, I'll prove it to you. Betur shekas of a birchas chacham arazim de'in lanu mishroi lezeh bezman hazeh muchach. Because the Torah says on the other bracha of chacham arazim, we don't have such a person today to make such a bracha. It seems, however, of a birchas shekach mechach masai shayich af bezman hazeh. It would seem that the bracha shekach mechach masai should be said. However, there were poskim who felt that you shouldn't say the bracha today. The Sefer Yosef Eimetz, which brings down many Ashkenazic minhagim from a couple hundred years ago, he says, "Habracha l'riya es chachmei Yisrael v'umas ha'olam loika safti." I didn't bring down this bracha sheladaiti because I feel ma'atim ma'oid bizmanenu misha roi likreis chacham, because unfortunately we don't have anyone today that's called a chacham. If you want to say it out without Hashem's name, that's one thing, but to say the bracha with Hashem's name would not be appropriate. The Sefer Chesed L'Avram, from the author of the Pele Yoyetz, Anar Chaim and Siman Reish Chav Dalet Ois Yud Beis, also writes the following, the same way we don't have the status of a Talmud Chacham for other halachas, hachanami l'inim bracha zu. So too, when it comes to this bracha, I don't feel that we have a Talmud Chacham today that has the status that you should recite a bracha upon seeing him. Rather, it should be said without a bracha, without Hashem's name. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Chav Dalet Vav also says this. He says that it's hard to define a Talmud Chacham, and therefore most people refrain from saying this bracha. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Ekev Ois Yud Gimel says also that it should be without Hashem's name. Tzliezer and Chelik Yudalit Simin Lamazayin Ois Gimel also says this. Now, to be fair, there's a big discussion about, there are many halachas in Shas that are only relevant for Talmidei Chachamim. And it's a question today whether we have them. The Kafachayim, and it was also brought down by a lot of poskim that I just mentioned, all said, Ein din Talmidei Chachamim bezman hazeh. We don't have Talmidei Chachamim. So the question, what does that mean? We don't have Talmidei Chachamim. We have people that are very learned. So I think what they're discussing is the Raman Yerdeya Siman Reish Mem Gimel Sif Beis writes a chiddush that is brought down from the Yerushalmi, that if you embarrass a Talmud Chacham, you have to pay litra zahav, which is you have to pay a coin, a special amount as a punishment. And the Rama writes that we don't have, and the poskim explain, it's brought down by the Rama, that we don't have a Talmud Chacham nowadays to require you to have to pay this knas. So I think that's where they're coming from. They're saying that because we don't have a Talmud Chacham for that, hu hadin, we don't have a Talmud Chacham from the bracha of Shechalach Mechachmas L'Reyav. However, one can argue the opposite, because there is another halacha when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, and that's Hashavas Haveda. We know that to return a lost object, you need to have a sign, you need to have a simon. You can't, you know, if someone drops a dollar and he says, that's my dollar because, you know, I remember, you know, that's what it looked like. Of course you can't return it to him because it has no simon. There's a special halacha brought down in the Gemara B'Metziach of Gimel Mebeis that for a Talmud Chacham, we return it to him even if he doesn't have a simon, just by his recognition. If he says, I remember that chair, that's the way it looked, then we return it to him even though he doesn't have a sign, because a Talmud Chacham is not someone we would assume would lie. And the Ramban Chayshem Mishpat Simon Reish Samach Beis Sif Chafalv brings down this halacha even today. And even though the Sma over there feels that it's possible that we don't have a Talmud Chacham nowadays for that status, but the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov says that we do. The Shvus Yaakov says the Rama brought it down, which means that even today we have Talmidei Chachamim that are on the level that if they say that's their lost object, you're supposed to return it to them even though they don't have a siman. So it's difficult to say that we don't have a Talmud Chacham nowadays, because you're right, for some things we don't. For embarrassing him to have to pay a special penalty, we don't. But for returning lost objects, according to a lot of poskim, we do. So it's hard to define. The Sefer Erech Yisrael by Rav Yisrael Taplin Shlita in Siman Yud Dalet has a tremendous arichas trying to prove whether we do have Talmidei Chacham. It seems that it's unclear. Practically, how do we paskin for this halacha? So, again, just to quickly review, those who feel that you should not make a bracha, it's the Tzitz Eliezer, the Ben Ishchai, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yosef Oimitz, and the Pele Yoyetz. However, the poskim who say that you should make a bracha is is Rabban Yamin Zilber, the Chayei Adam, Ravad Yosef in a couple places, in Yechavados, Chelik Dalet, Simen Tes Zayin, and in Halichas Oilam, Chelik Beis, Daf Kufayin Tes, and his son, the Rishon Litzion, Rav Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, paskins this way in Yalkut Yosef, Chelik Gimel Daf Tav Resh Beis. In Rav Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, in Chelik Ches, Simen Kuf Kuf Ches, he writes that he told someone that when he was going to Israel, he should make the bracha when he met Rav Shach, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Shach Zatzal, and Yibadu Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that he should make the bracha on those three gedolim. And he says that afterwards he was told that this is also the opinion of Rabelsky. So those, and he says that he had also heard that was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's opinion, Zatzal. So it seems that there were poskim that felt either way. So again, a Rav should be consulted. Just to end with a quick couple stories on different gedolim that did say the bracha. But before I get to the stories, I want to make one quick point. It's hard to define exactly what's a Talmud Chacham. I guess the consensus of many poskim is that he at least has to know Shas. He has to be someone that's considered a Gadol B'Yisrael, someone that's considered a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I believe that there were certain poskim, the Shulchan HaTahar in Siman Reish Chaf Dalet Reish Gimel seems to indicate that he also has to know Kabbalah. He also has to know, every area of Torah, which is Nigla and Nister. But just to end off with a couple stories of Gedolim that said the bracha, as I mentioned, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt said to say the bracha when he met those Gedolim. The Minchas Elazar writes in Chelik Hei Simen Zayin that when he was younger, he remembers that when the Gedolim would come to his town, he doesn't say who, but they would say the bracha. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Shmuel Vosner Shlita, Chelik Yud Simen Yud Gimel writes that when he was younger, he remembers that when the Rugged Shavar Goyin came to Vienna, that people said the bracha when they met him. In the Sefer Archos Rabbeinu, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Tes, it writes that when the stipler walked into the room with the Chazanish and a young man, the Chazanish stood up, and the Chazanish told the young man to say the bracha on seeing the stipler. He says that he himself won't say it because, the Chazanish felt that the bracha should be said when seeing the stipler. It says that the stipler himself in Simen in Ois Kuf Yud, that the stipler himself made the bracha when he met the Chavetz Chaim, the Ar Sameach, and another Goyin. And on the Chazanish, he said he really would, but he sees the Chazanish too frequently, so therefore you don't say the bracha. in the Sefer Halicha Shloima, in the end of Perachov Gimel, it brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach once went with Rav David Baron Zatzal to visit the Chazon Ish, and Rav David Baron said the brach on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish didn't refute him. In the Sefer Erech Yisrael from Yisrael Taplin Shlita, it says that he heard from the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that Rav Baruch Ber made the bracha. Rav Baruch Ber, the author of the Bircha Shmuel, made the bracha when he met Rav David Karliner. And Rav David Karliner said Amen to the bracha. He also heard that from the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Rav Moshe Feinstein would say the bracha today if someone knows all of Shas. They also bring down in the footnote over there that Rav Yaakov would say the bracha, that he said that it would be appropriate to say the bracha on Rav Aaron Cutler. So again, you know, you have to ask a Rav, but these are the basically two opinions. And all questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.